Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I have to defend PJ Fleck. PJ Fleck, he gets a lot of grief. And look, the criticism of PJ Fleck, I think, is earned. Okay? I think he is the head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. He is highly compensated. They are a Big Ten institution, and it is a Power 5 college football program that, in my opinion, should be better in the Big Ten than what they are. That's me. I have criticized PJ Fleck. I have given him props, and I've also been highly critical. But I got to defend PJ Fleck right now. I have to defend PJ Fleck right now. Because I think that there's something that he brought up in the post-game presser after the Michigan State win. And I was not impressed. I was not, let me say on the record, I was not impressed with the game on Saturday. They were that close to losing against Michigan State. And for people out there talking about a win is a win, Michigan State is winless in the Big Ten. I'm not impressed. Okay? You beat a winless Michigan State team at home. And when I say winless, I'm talking about in the Big Ten.
Can we just pretend it's Tom Izzo in basketball?
So, you know, he got the win. Okay? They were trailing by 7 late. They go down. They tie it up. It goes to overtime. They end up getting the victory. He got the job done. Okay? But in the post-game press conference, he did bring up something that people have chided him about, and it's about the whole row the boat slogan. He fired back at critics that have kind of went at him a little bit. This is what he had to say in his postgame presser.
And the opportunity you have as a head football coach in a sport for entertainment and judgment to make an impact on other people's lives, and that's why I row the boat. People could say it's corny. It's 13 years, everybody. Move on. Find a new word. Like, just find a new word. 13 years. Almost 100 wins. Like, move on. Corny? It's never give up. It's what we just talked about with Team Fletcher. And if you're going to call that corny, you have issues and problems. So it's what our team showed tonight, though, was exactly the resolve, the resiliency, and what Row the Boat's all about. And I'm so darn proud of them. I don't know if I've been a part of a win like that.
I don't have an issue with Row the Boat and what it stands for? Because when it first came out, everybody was in love with it. It's on apparel. Like, it's his thing.
Oh, right? I loved it, yeah. People had oars for Throw the Boat on it.
So why, when it symbolizes we're all working together, we're all part of the team, we're all, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the problem? Like, what's the big deal? I get it. We like to nitpick at times. People nitpick this show.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like every single segment that we do. That's fine. That's fine. If that's what you're into.
Sure.
But I am not going to nitpick PJ Fleck here. And look, if you want to say it's corny, whatever, and you want to say, well, look how many years he's been talking. So what? If he talks about it for 20 more years.
Who cares?
What does it matter?
Who cares?
Like, seriously, we're attacking PJ Fleck over a slogan that's popular?
I don't
understand. Of all the things to criticize PJ Fleck about, I don't think that criticizing PJ Fleck for the Row the Boat slogan because you think it's corny is productive.
Yeah, I am indifferent to PJ Fleck because I'm not, you know, I'm not the biggest Gopher fan of the world. I root for the Gophers because being a Minnesota guy, I grew up watching the Gophers. I don't have the emotional connection to the University of Minnesota like I do to some of the old other universities that I went to or that I work with. And that's okay. I hear the Row the Boat. I understand why he says it. I understand what it means. If I don't like it, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to shrug my shoulders and say, how does this affect my life? If it doesn't affect my life, then I'm just going to move on. So what? If it works for PJ Fleck, and if that's the motivation and the catchphrase that he uses to sell his program, fine. Okay. If kids buy into it and believe, I understand the symbolic part of it. I absolutely row the boat. Everybody working in unison. You know, rising tide lifts all boats. We know that. It's the concept of a motivational catchphrase is not new.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking, now I don't like the way where it's like, oh, if you got a problem with that, then, you know, with Fletcher and everything, then you got problems. I don't think he needed to go there. I think he could have just stayed with the criticism of Row the Boat.
Yeah.
It's not that deep. Like, it's just not that deep in my opinion.
Like, I think that there are certain things, like when they take off, they just take off and we're fine with it. Like when Nick Saban was doing the whole, because I've seen it come up here the last couple of weeks, like on game day and stuff, the rat poison. Remember when he talked about that at Alabama?
Oh,
basically,
yeah.
Like the whole media and the storylines. It's fun. Row the Boat is fun. This is the part of the dynamic of a coach and how we view the coach where people get caught up into what they don't like, okay?
Yeah, this is a reason for people to take a shot at PJ if they don't like it.
And this is one of the elements of PJ Fleck that people don't like. And, like, we all look at people and there's certain things about people that will be like, okay, that comes across as kind of weird or I don't like it or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that when a person shows himself to be a certain way over time and they haven't changed, I just think that the complaining about it you need to move past it. And I'm going to tell you why with PJ Fleck. This is another thing. And this isn't even about Row the Boat. There are people still right now that get upset when he runs out on the field with his team or that he's overhype or he's, you know what I'm saying? Like he's wired, like he's drank like three or four Red Bulls. He's just energetic like that. That's just who PJ Fleck is. Do I think that PJ Fleck is supposed to be Rocco Baldelli and just be calm all the time? That's not his personality.
No, it's
like,
not.
So I guess what I'm saying is that not just like us in media, but us as fans, just Gopher fans or Gopher critics, we don't have to always criticize people for just being themselves. Like, let them be who they're going to be. PJ Fleck is an energetic coach that is rah-rah. He loves to do the speeches. He loves to fire people up. That's just who he is.
Yeah.
So let's stop trying to nitpick everything about PJ Fleck. I can't believe that I'm even, defending him. But let PJ be PJ.
It feels like it's an unnecessary criticism. It really does. Now, you can criticize.
I just think we're at a point where there's people that just flat out don't like him, and they're going to nitpick every single thing.
Oh, 100%. Whenever you don't like somebody, whether it's a classmate, a coworker, a coach, a celebrity, whatever, you are always going to find a little extra something to try and needle them for. Be like, oh, man, he chews with his mouth open a little bit. Oh, God, God, I just can't stand him. It's like, okay. I feel like some people are only happy when they're unhappy, and it's just not a good place to live.
It's almost like I bet there's somebody out there that looks at Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. I'll just use him as an example. Remember mm-hmm. before it actually like really, really took off? The whole like the show there, Chris, over yeah. here? Where he remember he would always have like the black shirt on with his arms out?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the sleeveless.
I bet there's somebody out there that's like, man, why don't you put on a regular T-shirt at some point?
Oh, sure. I mean, when you start getting into the superficial things, I think that's where you're really grasping at straws.
Oh, that happens all the time. I was at a bar once where I heard a guy say something about PJ's pants were on too tight. Like, what?
Why are you looking at PJ Flex pants?
Who cares about the coach's pants?
I mean,
he can wear what he wants to wear. Look at his too tight pants.
I mean, do you want him to wear like sweatpants with an elastic band? Is that what you want him to wear?
They were just fitted pants. They were like, you know how like people like, you know, because he's a muscular
yes,
guy.
Yes, yeah.
They were just fitted pants.
Yeah, there's
they're probably like Lulu pants or something.
Yeah,
Who cares?
Nothing wrong with it. Who cares?
Like, we just take it too far.
Well, yeah. Again, people are always looking for one particular. How about we criticize the fact that this team is a below average team in the Big Ten? Okay, let's criticize some of the play calling. Let's criticize what happens on the field. The slogan. If the slogan didn't work, Henry, it would have been gone. It would have been axed.
I got no issue with Rollerball.
No, not at all. Again, not my thing. I just don't care.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. We've got word on the street. That's next year on The Late Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for Word on the Street. Before we dive into it real quickly, from the 612, legendary Twins manager Tom Kelly said, we're all in this boat together. Everybody grab an oar. I never heard anyone criticize TK over basically saying the same thing. And then from the 612, thanks you guys for sticking up for PJ Fleck. I think he's one of the best coaches the Minnesota Golfers have had.
It's talk to text.
The Minnesota Golfers. The Minnesota Golfers have had in football in the last 30 years, and he does a great job. Thank you for sticking up for him. This is weird.
He's a great job. Bar none. That's PJ Fleck. I use talk to text a lot, and based on the fact that there was a period and it broke up the sentence, texture, I know exactly what you're trying to say. I got you. But, yeah, I mean.
We got it.
Yeah. People, build a bridge and get over it, people. Yeah. I mean, you can't criticize PJ for something else. Not for it. Yeah.
All right. Let's get into Word on the Street.
Yeah, let's get into it. Well, it used to be if you're in a relationship, it's got to be Facebook official, right? You hear that all the time. Well, Hollywood star Jennifer Aniston has confirmed her relationship with new boyfriend Jim Curtis, posting a photo of him on Instagram to celebrate his birthday on Sunday. The couple have been linked for several months. Curtis even attended the premiere for the latest season of The Morning Show in September to quote-unquote soft launch their relationship. Now, the 56-year-old Aniston wrote in the caption alongside a photo of the couple hugging, saying, quote, "Happy birthday, my love, cherished." Didn't use a hashtag, come on. But until Sunday, neither Aniston, who stars in The Morning Show, nor Curtis had publicly commented on their relationship. Curtis is a well-known mental health guru who frequently posts videos on Instagram encouraging his 677,000 followers to use affirmations, his journal prompts, and intentional language to alter their mindset. On his website, he describes himself as, quote, "an author, speaker, hypno coach, and educator whose mission is to change the health and wellness of the world." It's a lot of buzzwords. Aniston's private life has been subjected to much scrutiny ever since she became a global superstar in the 1990s for her role as Rachel Green in Friends. And that scrutiny only intensified after her very public divorce from Brad Pitt in 2005. In August 2015, she married fellow actor Justin Theroux, but the pair split in early 2018. Going Instagram official with Curtis marks her first public relationship since then.
All right, so let me say this. I wish Jim Curtis and Jennifer Aniston all the best. I really do.
Jim and Jen. It's got a nice ring to it.
And I've never met Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Oh, no, 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 no. She's America's sweetheart. You cannot.
Jennifer Aniston.
No, I will not take any Jennifer Aniston slander.
She comes across like J-Lo.
Oh, no,
there are certain people, the relationships always fizzle. I think that they are never going to truly be. I'm dead serious. Well, she was married to Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
She was married to Justin Theroux. And I'm not saying she can never find happiness, but there are certain people that struggle to find that forever happiness. J-Lo's the same way.
Yeah,
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, see, if you're going to put yourself in the J-Lo Jennifer Aniston category, I can see it, but I can't put Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Lopez in the.
Why not?
J-Lo just seems like she's kind of toxic with her relationships. Jennifer Aniston just seems like a sweetheart. Like, I don't know.
Jennifer Aniston seems like she has no maintenance issues at all?
She might have some maintenance issues.
What planet are you on?
She might have some maintenance issues, but I don't think she's as tough in relationships. J-Lo's always got a guy.
I am not saying that they operate the same way in relationships. I am saying that they both have problems staying in relationships. That's what I'm saying. They don't operate the same.
Yeah, but I mean...
Like J-Lo was with Diddy, for Christ's sake.
But if you can't have a relationship, I guess I can understand the comparison in not being able to stay in a relationship, but the reasons for not being able to stay in a relationship...
I didn't say reasons.
Okay.
I did not say reasons.
Because J-Lo's always flipping
dudes. I did not say reasons. They don't even date the same type of people. They don't even... The stock in who they date is not even comparable. They both have issues staying in relationships. That's just a fact.
Well, somebody that's, no, I'm not going to say somebody that's not in a relationship anymore is Erica Kirk, but I'm not going to say that. She hasn't said much about Jimmy Kimmel mentioning her husband, Charlie Kirk Skiller, on his late night show. But in a new interview, she told Fox News' Jesse Waters what she would say to the comedian. As controversial as Jimmy's comments were, they led to a brief shutdown of the funny man's late night TV show and a huge critical backlash. Erica apparently never considered it a major issue for her. She said, quote, if you want to say I'm sorry to someone who's grieving, go right ahead. But if it's not in your heart, then don't do it. I don't want it. I don't need it. Well, full disclosure, he has spoken on his show about Erica Kirk and the, you know, he's sent messages. I mean, that's been well documented. According to Erica, the Sinclair Broadcast Group, the company that owns and operates nearly 40 ABC affiliate stations, reached out to her asking what they could do to make it right after Kimmel's infamous monologue. Erica says she politely declined an offer to be on the show or seek out an apology, telling her team, quote, this is not our issue. Now, as you know, Jimmy was temporarily suspended from his ABT talk show back in September. Yeah, ABC talk show. What did I say?
ABT.
ABT. I'm thinking about the EBT.
I was fun to go there, too.
Yeah, I was thinking about the EBT.
Don't mess with my EBT.
No. Hey, man. Snap. Like that. Anyway, he said, this was Jimmy Kimmel's quote. Quote, this is verbatim. We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. End quote. Jimmy and the show return to the air 6 days later. Erica's full interview will air Wednesday on Jesse Waters Primetime.
Look, I'll continue to say condolences to Erica Kirk and the murder of Charlie Kirk, who I wasn't a fan of Charlie Kirk. He stood for and said a lot of racist things throughout the years.
A lot of terrible things, yes.
That I just can't stand for. But you never wish this on anyone.
No.
Let me say this, though. Everything about this whole entire situation is just something's up here, man. Something's weird about this. Like the entire thing from the assassination murder to how things are playing out now and just.
The memorial seemed a little odd.
That was weird. The whole stuff with J.D. Vance, like. I don't know, man, what's going on, bro. Like, this is just, I mean,
everybody grieves in their own way.
I don't know how to take it, man. No, I'm just, this is something that just, it's super weird to me. It's, anybody that says that the vibes aren't weird, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. The vibes are very weird to me.
It's never been anything that I've experienced.
And I'm not trying to go down a conspiracy theory road or whatever.
No, you're not.
But I'm just saying, I'm not the only one that feels that way.
On
the only person that feels this way.
Yeah, on the surface.
There's a lot of people that are like, what's going on here?
Yeah, a lot. As they say, the math ain't mathing. And you know what? If that's, maybe there's nothing to it. Maybe things are. But, I mean, that's, you know, as I say, not my monkey, not my circus. Hey, something I never really understood anyway was the whole backlash about Sydney Sweeney and the American Eagle jeans ad. Well, she's breaking her silence about her controversial ad, and she's not losing any sleep over it. Now, she had stayed quiet about the backlash up till now, and when asked if she was shocked by critics accusing American Eagle of sneaking eugenics into the campaign, she said she was definitely surprised, mostly because she just loves jeans, and she did a jeans ad. Now, she also kept it short and sweet in the GQ interview when asked about Donald Trump and J.D. Vance chiming in on the ad, saying the high-profile interest was, quote, surreal. Now, the interviewer wasn't giving up, pressing her further on the criticism, giving the political context. But again, Sydney, in her own words, quote, I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear. Now, she did perk up when talk turned to the company's reported 38% stock, pointing to the store traffic. Went down at the time, but the stock went up, saying she was paying attention to the numbers. Overall, she made it crystal clear that the backlash doesn't affect her one bit. Bottom line, she was ready to zip up that conversation faster than a pair of them skinny jeans.
I said it when it happened, and I'll repeat what I said before. I thought that the entire situation with Sydney Sweeney was ridiculous.
Yes.
I'm dead serious. I said it from day one. Like, so you guys ridiculous. Are, everybody is all up in a tizzy for nothing.
Nothing.
There was nothing there.
We have to manufacture outrage.
It's
now.
Not a controversy.
No, it's not.
And we play the ads here on the show. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
I mean, she
still don't.
She did a jeans. I don't either. Like, what am I supposed to be mad about? Tell me what I'm supposed to be mad about. What am I mad about with Row the Boat? Nothing. What am I mad about? Man, imagine Sydney Sweeney having a Row the Boat. Oh, man. I think that would break the world. She should. I mean, she should totally get some Row the Boat merchandise, and that would set the world on fire.
That's going to wrap up Word on the Street. Coming up next, final look at weather. And Dick Cheney, former vice president, passed earlier today at the age of 84. His legacy clouded in controversy. That next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dick Cheney, who many people believe is the most powerful vice president in U.S. history, and a very controversial figure, died earlier today at the age of 84. Pneumonia, cardiac and vascular disease, according to the statement from the Cheney family. They said, quote, a great and good man who taught his children and grandchildren to love our country and to live lives of courage, honor, love, kindness, and fly fishing. The vice president to George W. Bush from 2001 to 2009. The thing that I think that a lot of people will forever look at with Dick Cheney, and I'm not really sure how you kind of view him, Chris, but I guess the thing that I will never, ever get past is the assessing and coming to the point of we're going to have the war in Iraq. And it's about weapons of mass destruction. And then it was never like there was no confirmation ever
mm-hmm.
that there were weapons of mass destruction. But he had the ties to Halliburton and the oil.
Yeah.
And so people are like, whoa, here. Like, what is this really about? So when we start talking about going to war, and let me say this, I'm speaking from the standpoint of I'm not a war guy. I never have been. That's not me. I understand the necessity or the need of having to go to war if that is the final, like if you have to, if that's where you're headed. And there's
no alternatives.
Yeah. What, there's no options. We got to go to war. That was not this, though. That was not the Iraq war. My point is that between the oil ties and all that stuff, and then the assertion for why you're going to get involved here, and then everybody's like, well, hold on. None of that was ever found to be the case. That fundamentally wasn't found to be true. And we're talking about going to war, and whenever you go to war, lives are lost. I think that part fundamentally is always going to be a part of his legacy.
Oh, no question. I think the Gulf War and the early 90s, when you get into the weapons of mass destruction, I think that is forever going to be one of those controversial phrases from that point in time where... It's just going to be left unresolved because there was nothing there. There's no there, as they say. And then, you know, when you talk, you do talk about the oil ties, which I think people may, they may overlook the whole Halliburton oil. And, you know, you kind of add everything up when, you know, with the Persian Gulf War. And ultimately, I mean, it was, you know, George, you know, Herbert Walker Bush, that ultimately, you know, he was a president. But I feel like in terms of like visibility and those, because now it's like the vice president, you're a babysitter. I think that's how people view it. That's how people viewed Kamala Harris. I think that's how people view J.D. Vance and, you know, whoever's going to be the next vice president. This was a time when I think we looked at the vice president and we're like, okay, you have some influence. You have some power. And I think maybe that's where the whole one of the most powerful vice presidents ever, like maybe that's where that's coming from. But it was really kind of the last time that I looked at someone, I'm like, you seem like you have some influence.
And the other thing about Dick Cheney, okay, let's go back. Because after Nixon was forced to resign with the Watergate scandal, President Gerald Ford, he had named Donald Rumsfeld as his top assistant. Cheney was his deputy. Now, Cheney, at the age of 34, the youngest White House chief of staff in history, okay? Now, very conservative, this is Cheney, voted against the Equal Rights Amendment. Voted against federal funding for abortions for low-income women, school busing to achieve integration, sanctions on the apartheid government in South Africa. Like,
there were a lot of things that he did that did not make him a good person.
Oh, I would say so.
I don't think that's any. I don't think there's any doubt.
But now, in his life. He did change his stance on same-sex marriage because, remember, his daughter Mary came out as being openly gay, and then he would go on to say, freedom means freedom for everyone. But this is one of those things that when it impacts your family, then all of a sudden you change your tune.
Ding, 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 ding. And I've said
that all the time. Like, yep. It shouldn't have to be something that impacts your family and be right in your household for it to resonate with you.
But it's just sad that that's where we are at.
Yep.
And that's where it was at. Like, if your daughter does not tell you that she is not a heterosexual, then this does not even become part of the legacy. That's why I feel like it's kind of a, I think you said the word complicated. I think you put that on the sheet. I think that's a pretty accurate way to describe it, because I think there are people across the political spectrum that can look at Dick Cheney and say, I don't agree with what you did. I don't respect what you did. But at the same time, like later in his life, you can be like, I like what you did. I respect what you did. Then there could be people on the other side that were like, I didn't like it, but now I do, or I do, and now I didn't.
Let's break here because, wow, it's all happening, people. The governor's race in New Jersey, the Democrats won. The governor's race we reported on earlier in Virginia, Dems won there too. And Mamdani has won the mayoral race in New York City. He has defeated Andrew Cuomo. Final segment of the Late Show coming up next. All right, so it's over in New York. The next mayor of New York City, Zohran Mamdani, has won with almost 50% of the vote. Andrew Cuomo came in with 41.6. Mamdani came in with 49.6. It's over. Virginia, that was called earlier. These are runaways. Not with New York, but with New Jersey and Virginia. Like, we're talking 57 and 56% of the votes going to the Dems. This is interesting. Now, we don't have any. It's going to take a while before we get any information about who the next mayor of Minneapolis is going to be, whether Mayor Jacob Frey is going to remain as mayor or who the other person is going to be. So I'm looking up now here the election results in.
Well, I think, and I mean, I think some of that too also has to do with, I think, like the ranked choice voting I was reading
on the strip earlier.
Yeah, that's why it's taking a little bit longer.
Yeah.
When things aren't the same night, you know, people think that there are some shenanigans going on.
Oh, don't start that.
Yeah, well, I'm not starting it, but you know there are
you
some.
You just did.
No, there are some nincompoops out there that are saying, yeah, not on the up and up. Relax. Very interesting, though, that out of the ones that we've seen so far, that they have been somewhat decisive. The Mamdani thing is
That's big news, too. No, it's not surprising, but that's big.
No, what I mean surprising, just like all of the Dems so far have showed up pretty good.
Yeah, and we mentioned this last night. I'll bring it up because it's timely. It's election night. What did I say early in the show yesterday? And what did I say when Steve Silton was here?
I don't know.
Why Lisa DeMuth.
DeMuth, yeah.
DeMuth, why she mentioned.
That she wanted the Trump endorsement.
That's. Why? Why?
I mean.
That is going to torpedo her chances.
I mean.
I believe that.
Apparently, she doesn't think so, though. And I mean, if she doesn't think so, and you think about.
In Minnesota, it absolutely is going
to. You know what, Kendall Qualls and Scott Jensen and, you know, Lisa DeMuth, whoever gets that Trump endorsement, you have to imagine is going to be the front runner for the Minnesota GOP. I mean, you just have to. Now, the White House hasn't weighed in on it yet, but I mean, you got to imagine that, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Tim Walz is not Donald Trump's favorite person. So I think that.
Breaking news that her thinking that tying into the Trump administration is going to help her in Minnesota. Sorry, it's not. Royce White for Senate. No chance.
Nah.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't think that Tim Walz at this point has, you know, he is definitely vulnerable at this point. I think, you know, with the information coming out with the, you know, the late payments, you know, today and the, you know, feeding our future, there are a lot of things that you can point at Tim Walz and say that this is a very flawed candidate. If the GOP would put up a moderate conservative candidate, they might not win. But I have a feeling they could make it really interesting. Because when's the last time that Minnesota voted Republican? 2006? I mean, that was a long, long time. I wasn't even living here at the time. But the MAGA plays to a certain point. But what are you going to do to get it out of the niche and out of the base? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to appeal to a larger base. I don't know that the MAGA agenda is going to appeal to the broad base, like the independents, those, you know, conservatives that are not a fan of Donald Trump. Like, how do you get those? Because I feel like there's a lot of people out there that are looking to be quartered that cannot vote for Tim Walz. But sitting here, you know, begging for the Trump endorsement, that's not going to do it here. You're right.
Man. And I just have no idea how this is going to shake out in Minneapolis.
I don't either. It's going to be very... Tomorrow morning, I have no idea what the vibes are going to be when I wake up. Because I don't know. Like, I mean... what I do like is that every one of our shows here had some sort of a conversation with all of the mayor candidates, whether it was Fateh or Douglas
or
Jacob Fry. And I apologize, I'm blanking on the other one.
Oh, you're talking about Davis.
Davis, yes. Mm-hmm.
Jazz Hampton.
Jazz Hampton, yeah, yep. Too. See, thank you for, because just right off the top of my head. It is going to be very...
Yeah, and I didn't have Hampton on the show. I did meet with him, though, one-on-one. I met with him to kind of, like, hear him out and stuff like
sure.
that. But I, unfortunately, I didn't get him on the show.
Yeah. And I mean, it's... Hey, it's, you know, just one of those things that we are... It's going to be an unsettled mayor's race. And this is a very important, like you and Steve were talking about, Stephen Silton. I don't know if this is a pivotal mayor's race. It feels like it. But we could say that about anything.
From the 612, that was a calculated risk on her part. MAGA voting for a woman. MAGA won't vote for a biracial woman. That's not happening.
I don't know.
Well, let's be honest.
I can look at it and say no.
We can look at the country as a whole, even with liberals.
Mm-hmm.
Liberals have had an issue voting for a woman for presidency.
Yep. Missed it two times.
Twice.
Two times.
And I shouldn't just say liberals, just people in general.
Yeah.
When they clearly were the better candidate.
Yes.
They won the debates. And we voted for Dumb and Dumber.
No. Drink the Kool-Aid, Henry.
Your dear leader, as you like to say.
Give dear leader a chance. Can't you feel the greatness that is happening within us?
A lot of people say.
Many people are saying that this is the greatest greatness that has ever been great. It's like Tony the Tiger. It's great!
Until it's not.
Until it's great.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow, 6 p.m., right here on The Good Neighbor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.